Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I am wondering if you ever have trouble finding products to sell. This is something that a lot of people struggle with, and I'm working on my ideation masterclass right now, and I thought, why not give you guys some quick tips from the class of how to find opportunities in the things that you do every day. Would you like that? So one of the biggest things that I hear from people is, Amy, I'm not creative. I can't figure this out. I don't know what to pick. I don't know what to do. I don't go out and do things, right? So I'm going to give you a simple exercise today that is going to allow you to find opportunities in things that you already do every day that you didn't know that you do. So let's get started with that. The first part of this exercise is to list your purchases. So over the last 30 to 60 days, go in your Amazon account if you're a crazy Amazon buyer, or go look through your receipts or your credit card statement and look at what you've purchased in the last 30 to 60 days. And I would like you to make a list of those purchases. So that is step number one, is just make a list of your purchases over the last 30 to 60 days. The second part is for each of those purchases, we're going to answer 3 questions. The first question that I want you to answer is, why did you buy that specific product? Was it because it met a need that you had? Was it because you trust that brand and you always buy their products? Was it because it was an impulse buy? Maybe you got targeted with an ad and you're like, ooh, I like that. Maybe you were up late watching QVC or something and you went after that product. So I want you to, next to all of your products, I want you to write the why. Why did you buy that product? Was it because you trust that brand? Was it because you had a need for that product? Or was it an impulse buy? The second column after that, I would like you to write why you chose that specific product over other products. So why did you make that choice? Was it because it was the lowest price in the market? Was it because it was differentiated in a way that mattered to you? So for example, I recently bought an iPad case, an iPad keyboard case, this one right here. It had really great 360 degree rotation, and it has awesome light up keyboard. It was Bluetooth. And I really saw that over the other ones on the market, I paid more for it because over the other ones on the market, it had a differentiation that mattered to me. So that was one of my recent purchases, and I wrote down that that differentiation was important, even though the market was flooded with these. The next question for your choice, was it the price, the reason you chose it, was its differentiation, or was it simply at the top of search? So did you choose it because it was at the top of the search? You just needed it real quick. It was kind of, again, was it impulse? Was it the first thing on the shelf that you grabbed? Whatever. But was it just being in front of your face and you didn't really put a lot of thought into it? So that would be your reasoning there. So that's the second part of it. The third part after you list all that is OP for opportunity. So I want you to list, now go back through from the top of the list down to the bottom. And I want you to think about, what is the opportunity in this market, if any? So I'm going to go through a list of recent products that I bought, and I'm going to tell you where I saw opportunity. So I bought that iPad keyboard case. I really like the color of it. I like that it was rotating 360 degrees, that it was rechargeable. But I don't really see anything that I personally would improve. It's fine. I don't need a better iPad keyboard case. Next, I've bought some powdered peanut butter. I buy that for my protein shakes. I buy from a specific brand on Amazon because of the price and quality. So I don't really see any opportunity there either. The next purchase that I made was some compressed towels. These are these little pill towels. And I found them for the first time in China. I got them as a sample and I started using them. And I really like them because they're just like a little pill and you put them under water and they expand and they make a really nice, like, heavy towel. And they're biodegradable. And so, you know, a lot of people use them for camping. But my daughter, who's 12 years old and face washing is just becoming important to her, she really, really loves these little compressed towels. It encourages her to wash her face and really take good care of her skin. And when becoming a teenager, that is really important. So I actually noticed an opportunity in the market for this product because it's mostly marketed to a camping market. And then also it's also marketed to beauty, but it's not marketed for kids at all. I think it's really fun for kids and my kids really love it. And proper hygiene for kids is a pain point that parents struggle with. So right there, I see an opportunity to take an existing product and bring it into a new market. So I'm going to write that down and come back to it later. The next thing that I bought were some magnetic hooks. We took a cruise and I learned that I read a blog and I learned that the whole cruise ship walls are magnetic. And so if I bought some hooks, I could hang up things. The rooms inside of cruise ships are really small. And so I bought these hooks. I bought them because they're strong and they're metal and it looked like they could hold a lot of stuff, and they did. But I didn't really see an opportunity in the marketplace. I wouldn't choose this product because I can't make it better and there's already plenty of them that are in the market. But what I did see is after I got back from the cruise, I don't need these magnetic hooks anymore. So I don't really understand, you know, I'm not a big cruise ship person either. So I'm probably not going to take a bunch of cruises in the future. My first instinct is actually to return them, but that would make me a really bad customer. So I'm going to hold on to them. I put them on my refrigerator and they're really, really strong. And I'm not really sure what to do with them, like I said. So I actually see a business opportunity there. There's all these things that you buy one time for a cruise. What about a rental business for cruise ships, right? Could you give people an opportunity to rent and return and just use the cruise ship hooks, the cruise ship plugs, those kind of things that everybody buys for a cruise over and over and over again that sell really well? Could you provide a rental opportunity or maybe a bundling opportunity? I'm not sure, but I wrote that down. I won't pursue it. It's not for me. But maybe somebody else. Anyway, the last thing that I bought was a phone charging cable. The reason is because I can never have enough of these. And so I basically looked at price and, you know, I don't really see a lot of opportunity in the market, but I'm always losing my phone charging cables. And that was the reason I bought this one is I lost it. I don't know what the heck happened with it. My kids run off with them. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to have a phone case or something close to your phone with a built-in cable holder or retractable cable? That way I always have my cable right next to my phone where I need it. Opportunity? I think so. Anyway, I hope that these exercises have really helped you in finding opportunities in the marketplace. Remember, what you want to do first is say why you bought the product and then why you chose that specific product. And then if you see any opportunity in the marketplace for that particular product. Have a great day, everybody. And if you're interested in taking our ideation masterclass, sign up at amazingathome.com/ideation. See you soon.